Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Keeping Technology Simple radio program, the show that discusses what you need to know in the world of technology in plain English. Your host, Jim Blue, a former senior corporate executive, is the president of BlueTutor.com. Jim is a technology advisor, computer tutor, public speaker, author, and a premier host of the Blog Talk Radio Network. His website is BlueTutor.com. And now, your host, Jim Blue.
And this is Jim Blue, and welcome to the show. Over the last couple of months, we've had our identity theft expert, Steve Weissman, join us to talk about identity theft and what's been going on in terms of spam, etc. And every single day when I open up the paper or look around the internet, I'm seeing all sorts of articles regarding identity theft, particularly in the shopping area. And I thought we would talk today about, is it really safe to shop online, and you know what you really need to do to avoid getting hacked. For those of you that have not heard the previous episodes, Steve Weissman is a lawyer, a member of the Massachusetts Bar and Federal Bar, is one of the country's leading experts on scams and identity theft. He writes about identity theft for U.S. Today and has been featured on Nightline, CBS News, ABC, CNBC, to name a few, and has been quoted in numerous publications, including the Boston Globe, the New York Times, Money Magazine, the Wall Street Journal. Steve has authored 8 books, including Identity Theft Alert, 10 Rules You Must Follow to Protect Yourself from America's Number One Crime, and The Truth About Avoiding Spams. And he also has a website which comes out every day called Scamicide.com. Welcome back, Steve. I'm really responded to a blog that you sent out regarding the fact that Father's Day is coming up. And I really, the first real question is, you know, is it safer shopping in a brick and mortar store rather than shopping online?
Not necessarily. You know, it's interesting. I would say most people who are probably listening to us are old enough to remember the old TV show Hill Street Blues. And at the start of the show, as the officers were being sent out there, it was, be careful, it's dangerous out there. You know what? It's dangerous out there. It's dangerous out there anywhere. But believe it or not, where we keep hearing so much about scams and identity theft in online shopping, you're probably more at risk in a brick-and-mortar store. At a brick-and-mortar store, you can hand someone your credit card, and that clerk can run it through a skimmer, device no bigger than the palm of your hand that steals all the information off of your card. And here the situation is, even, you know, today we still are using the old magnetic strip cards instead of the smart chip cards that are used in Europe and around the rest of the world. But let's say you decide to pay with a check. Well, you can turn over a check, and someone can, today it is very easy to get the information from that check to make counterfeit checks and access your checking account. So it's pretty dangerous wherever you are, but believe it or not, if you're taking the proper precautions, I think you're safer online.
Well, I've always felt that way before. I mean, I always use the restaurant example. If you go out to eat, you know, the bill comes, you give, you know, somebody the credit card who takes it to the bartender that gives it to the cashier that brings it to another waiter to come back, and anybody can copy that information. I've always felt more secure online. However, with the caveat, there are rules involved when you do that. Let's talk a little bit about, you know, if we're going to encourage people to continue to shop online and not scare them to death, what are some of the rules that they should be following? How do they protect themselves to minimize the risk?
Number one, put that debit card back in your wallet. And the reason I say that is a lot of people are comfortable using their debit cards. They feel they have more control over it. Maybe there's even more discipline. The problem is A debit card may look like a credit card, but it's not a credit card. It comes right out of your bank account. And believe it or not, the liability laws, as far as if your card is compromised, the liability is much greater. There are fewer protections with a debit card than there is a credit card. With a credit card, the maximum you can be responsible for in a fraudulent purchase is $50. With a debit card, that amount goes up, depending on how quickly you report it, to up to a point where your entire bank account can be in jeopardy. But worse than that, let's say you report it immediately. Your bank account is immediately frozen by your bank while they do an investigation. So you lose access to your account. If you've got an automatic payment for a car loan or a mortgage, that may be delayed. So you're better off using the credit card online. You don't want, as tempting as it is, you don't leave it on file with the company. Even if it's a company that seems like a good company and you've done a lot of business with them before, like Amazon, because if you leave that card on record for convenience, you're also making it more convenient for the hackers when they go in there to steal your card. So those are two of the things.
Well, let me ask you something. Let's back up for just a second. You say, if I understand you correctly, you're better off using a credit card online than a debit card?
Credit card in general, because online or offline, if your debit card is compromised, you potentially could lose your entire bank account. With your credit card, your liability is dramatically limited.
But haven't we discussed before about the debit card situation and the benefit of it, or is that just not online? Because I know we spoke before about that.
Yeah, the debit card, there are just too many risks as far as if the bad guys get a hold of it. So I'm a firm believer that you should use your debit card only in an ATM. And even when you're doing that, you want to be very careful. There's been a dramatic increase around the world in skimmers taking information from debit cards at ATMs. And so there's a whole protocol for being safe there, including, you know, use bank ATMs, don't use the private ATMs. If you can, use the ones on the inside of banks. Feel around on the keypad to see if there's anything attached. Cover the keypad when you input your PIN. You know, there's a lot of precautions that you need to do to be safe.
Well, one of the things that I always do is when I go in and I do withdraw money with my quote debit card, is that I look to see whether there's a mirror that's up above me, because people could be standing above me, and I do take my hand and I do cover it up. So I guess the bottom line in terms of the credit card debit card situation is that you should be using your credit card as opposed to a debit card whenever you can. I mean, that's the name of the game, whether it's offline in a store or whether it's online. I think that's really the important thing. What are some of the other things that people can do when they're shopping online? I think you made a very, very good point, and I don't want to just skim over this. The fact is that you should not have any institution save credit card information.
Yeah. You know, you're only as safe in anything we do as the places that have your personal information, including bank account numbers and credit card numbers, with the weakest security. And also, you got to figure, these companies that you're doing business with, they are the targets of major hackers around the world. And, you know, frankly, a lot of what's done now in this kind of crime is international in nature. You may have someone in Eastern Europe, or in China, or in Russia, who is behind this. They may create the software. That software then gets purchased by criminals around the world. They then make massive hacks and get credit card and debit card information, and then sell that on the black market on websites. So this is it's a huge problem. You don't want to leave your card on record. You also want to make sure that when you're doing your shopping online, that you're doing it and it's encrypted. So when you're at your home, on your computer, look up on the address line, make sure it says HTTP S. You want to see that S for a secure socket locator that shows that your data is being encrypted. Also, a lot of people, we do our shopping on our smartphones. And you want to be very careful if you're using a smartphone or a laptop or a tablet, and you're using Wi-Fi, because you can't necessarily be sure that that's legitimate Wi-Fi, or the person who is sitting next to you at the coffee shop who has set up a Wi-Fi and is grabbing your information. So you want to make sure on all of your devices that you have encryption software and antivirus and anti-malware software.
Well, you touched on a very important point, which is Wi-Fi, and I include this in all my workshops and most of the things that I'm doing, is the fact of the matter is that when you are home, your Wi-Fi should be password protected. When you go into a Starbucks, you go into an airport, you're using a public Wi-Fi network, which can be seen by anybody who's in that area, which means that you're technically, every keystroke that you make in one of these free Wi-Fi areas can be seen by other people. And that's the last place in the world that you want to do any online shopping.
Absolutely. You know, there are virtual private networks that you can do to kind of bypass these. You want to make sure that your phone is encrypted. I'll tell you another thing you want to do is a lot of people don't even password protect their phones or tablets. And if those get stolen, if those get lost, the information is able to be grabbed. Interestingly enough, Heartline Payment Systems, this is a large country. It was one of the original poster childs for massive data breaches way back in 2008. They just recently announced a data breach, but it was not done in the way that we've been hearing so much recently, where someone goes in there through their computers. Instead, they broke into their physical building and stole computers. Now, the computers were password protected, but the data was not encrypted. And so a good hacker could very well get through that password protection because the data is not encrypted. And we need to do this with all of our electronic devices, make sure not only that they're password protected and good passwords, but the data that we keep on there is only data we have to keep on there, and that it's encrypted.
That's very good advice. As a matter of fact, that was on your Scamicide site this morning, which I read about. We've got about a minute left. If you were to pick out 3-4 summary points that our listeners should take and keep in mind when they are shopping online, what would they be?
And I think we hit the big ones. One of the first ones is don't be afraid to go online. But when you go online, don't do your shopping on public Wi-Fi. Make sure that the data that you're sending back is encrypted on both ends, and never leave your credit. You always use your credit card and never leave it on file with the company.
Very good advice. Hopefully a lot of our listeners will take this advice when they shop for Father's Day. I do encourage them to go to scamicide.com, scamicide.com, and really pick up one of your books, which are very, very informative. Again, Steve, thanks again, and we'll be doing it again in the future.
Jim, it's always my pleasure.
Take care.
You've been listening to the Keeping Technology Simple radio program. If you want to reach me after the show, the phone number is 917-921-4518, or you can email me at jblue@bluetutor.com. And for those of you with a Kindle or an iPad, you can go to amazon.com, type in my name, Jim Blue, and download my ebook, So Much Technology, So Many Choices, What Baby Boomers and Seniors Need to Know to Bridge the Great Digital Divide. And remember, when it comes to technology, there is nothing to fear, as FDR said, but fear itself. We take the fear out of technology.